Ramsey TV.
Morning, folks. Martin Zender here with the Star of Bethlehem behind me. Oh, wait, no. No, that's somebody's security light. Sorry about that. Think about this. Think about this, that God has made sure that the scriptures have fallen into disrepute because of translations of the Bible. People have used and misused the Bible. I will distinguish the Bible from the scriptures. The Bible is translation. Scriptures are the originals. We don't have the originals, but we have, okay, yes, there's still translations based on the originals, but they are in much better shape because they have a system of translating. I'm speaking of the concordant version of the Old Testament, the DeVar translation, you might even say Young's literal New Testament. But the scriptures themselves, the actual, well-translated Word of God has been thrown out. People have thrown out the baby with the bathwater because morons have used the Bible, mistranslated it to teach such atrocities as eternal torment. And they have done other illicit things with it. Concerning the snatching away of the body of Christ and the timing of it, the same thing has happened. The actual time of the snatching away of the body of Christ, the season for it, based on where God is with Israel, has been thrown away. The baby has been thrown away with the bathwater because of failed prophecies. And of course, one who's guilty of this is our friend and brother Clyde Pilkington, who has published failed prophecies in his newsletter, Bible Students Notebook, in order to quote, well, he's not trying to prove it, he doesn't state he's trying to prove it, but the implicit idea is that because all these prophecies were wrong, therefore we shouldn't even try to get it right. We shouldn't even try to figure out. So the whole thing that I'm doing right now, I'm explaining details of the snatching away. The fact that we shall not all die, the very thing that I'm doing, is thrown into disrepute for an illogical reason. The illogical reason being that other people were wrong. Look at this giant list. Well, none of them were aware that prophecy comes at the passage of time, as I believe 6,000 years from Adam. I left you off Friday on a cliffhanger. Some of you were not happy with me. You were not happy with me in a jolly way. It's like, how dare you do this to us, Martin Zender? The topic was, we shall not all die. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians 15, we shall not all die, yet we shall all be changed. He's talking about when that moment arrives on the day that has been designated beforehand for Christ to return to the earth and take his body. What do I mean? Some people think that's a strange saying. Christ is coming to take his body. What does that mean? Christ is his job. Christ is a title. Christ means anointed. Christ means speaks of his being anointed, chosen, specified by God for a particular task, and that task is to reconcile all things to his Father and to bring a universe in happy subjection under God's feet. In a happy subjection, not forced or torturous subjection. You need to look at the whole scriptures to understand that. That's not my topic du jour. Jesus Christ is the head of the body. So we're not talking about a literal body, but the body is an analogy of what Christ is. He's a head and he has many members. The human body is an example. It has a head, but it has many members. Direction comes from the head, but the many members follow. Our direction comes from Christ, but he's incomplete without the body. Sounds crazy, but I'm sorry, it's true. Sorry, It's true. So he's coming to get his body. And it's going to happen on a particular day. And on Friday, I told you I used to believe. How is this going to happen? What are the nuts and bolts, the details of how the snatching away will occur? Well, Paul gives the only inspired details about that in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He explains how the Lord will descend from heaven. Very literal. It's very easy to understand. Do you understand? The Lord will descend from heaven. Where's heaven? It's not earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Whatever is not earth is heaven. Where is it? Point up. That's where it is. Will descend from heaven with a shout of command, the voice of the chief messenger. That's pretty easy to understand. Shout of command, like he did with Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. The shout of command. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Why? Because he says what he said to Lazarus, except he says it to all who have died in Christ. His voice is very powerful. And he will say, this is as literal as can be. How people can say that somebody's making up the snatching away. How can we make it? It's there, right there. How am I making it up? It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Read it. Verses 13 through 17. As literal and as easy to understand as can be. I know it's fantastic. I know it's hard to believe because nothing like this has ever happened. No kidding. Really? Yeah, I know that. The dead in Christ shall rise first. What does that mean? It means the dead in Christ shall rise first. What do you mean? What does it mean? What's your interpretation of that, Martin? I don't have an interpretation of it. I believe it. The dead in Christ, those who have died having been believers in Christ, will rise first. What do you mean rise? They're coming from the dead. Just like Jesus came from the dead. Do you believe that? Okay, then. Thereupon, after that, in other words, after that, this is like a freaking grocery list. First, I want you to pick up eggs, then I want you to pick up bananas, then I want you to pick up oatmeal cakes. This. Thereupon, we who are surviving, that is, the people standing on earth when this thing happens, they're going to be taken like that. They're going to rise to meet the Lord in the air. Now, here's the question I pose to you. How do they rise to meet the Lord in the air? What happens on the earth to their bodies? Getting more specific now. I used to think, of course, as I shared with you on Friday, that we would all be the few members of the body of Christ on earth when this thing happens. When this thing happens, I propose to you, I said this before, that I thought everybody would be in a private place. Because since Paul was a secret, the snatching away is a secret, everyone will be somewhere where nobody can see them. In the shower, maybe. In bed. I don't believe that it will be a public spectacle. Of course, we know the Christians believe that everybody who names the name of Christ is a believer. That's not true, because Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, didn't we do this in your name? And he'll say, I never knew you. So Christianity is a false religion. Those members of it are not true believers. They don't believe anything concerning Paul. And it's Paul's gospel that is associated with the snatching away. Paul's gospel. Why do I say, I dropped my bookmark. I'm trying to find it. Okay, so why do I say Paul's gospel? Because, of course, there's another gospel in the New Testament. It's called Peter's gospel, or the gospel of the circumcision, the gospel for Israel. They're not being snatched away. People will pit 1 Thessalonians 4 against Revelation, where there's 144,000 and they're going through the tribulation. They're sealed to go through it, to be untouched. People will pit that against 1 Thessalonians 4. Martin, how can you say that there's a body of believers going up to heaven when Revelation clearly says that those chosen, the 144,000, they're going through the day of indignation? How do you say we're going to escape the day of indignation? Well, this for this, that for that. Revelation's not talking about the body of Christ. It's talking about Israel. 1 Thessalonians 4 is talking about the body of Christ. So I once thought that everyone would be, and now we get into the area of speculation. This, because Scripture doesn't say exactly how this is going to be received or how this is going to occur on the earth. He just says that it's going to happen. Paul says it's going to happen. So now I'm speculating as to the situation on earth, because now we're in this time, I firmly believe, and you have loved ones. How will this affect them? Well, again, I first thought that since Paul is a secret, was a secret when it was announced, it was no longer a secret after it was announced, but it's still a secret now to many people that we would all be isolated. And there would be no hint whatsoever that we were taken up into heaven. The Lord's coming for us in the clouds, in the clouds. It's going to be hidden. It's going to be hidden in the clouds. That's also 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Chapter 4, yeah. So, but then I started to think, what would happen if that were the case? What would your unbelief, and in this scenario, no clothes are left because you're in the shower or you're in bed. Maybe you may take a shower with your clothes on, then we have an issue. Maybe, I don't know if anybody that does that. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know of anybody in the history of the world who has ever taken a shower with their clothes on. People might sleep with their clothes on, but on this particular night, God will make sure. You say, but it's not night at the same time on different parts of the world. Well, some people could be taking naps. I don't know. But anyway, I think differently now anyway. I think differently on this. Because what would happen in that situation, even if somebody was in a room by themselves, doesn't have to be in the shower or in bed, their loved ones, all of a sudden, they'd be gone. The world wouldn't miss them. The world doesn't give a crap about us, but our loved ones do. Some of them, most of them. What about them? What are they going to say? This is what they'll say. This is why I think that I no longer think it's going to happen this way. I'm going to tell you how I think it will happen. Yes, in this show. Not going to make you wait another day. Cruel and unusual, but not that cruel and unusual. I don't say this as a matter of ego or anything like that. I'm just saying this is how it will be. If this were the scenario. A couple days go by, 3 days, you're not there. Your loved ones will say, what happened? Where did they go? There are 1,000 of you who watch this show. And I'm a proclaimer of Paul's gospel, and I do it publicly and I do it online. And as far as those proclaiming Paul's gospel, I seem to have the largest audience on YouTube. I can see the field, and I just don't see where anyone else. So they're going to look at your computer after you're gone, and they're going to see, oh, they were every day they're watching this guy named Martin Zender. Okay. And then they're going to make a connection with other people. So the conclusion is going to be reached. Oh, okay. Martin Zender's a cult leader. They all went to join Martin Zender in some foreign country or on a mountaintop or in some compound or some crazy thing like that. And it's going to, if that were the situation, and I no longer believe it is, it would be akin to the Lord's body being taken, right? All of a sudden, the Lord's tomb is open 3 days after his death. And the rumor went around. If Jesus Christ had not manifested himself, and if there have not been a witness at the tomb, namely Mary, the rumor, even among his followers, could have been swallowed that the Romans stole the body. The analogy I'm making is if this thing happened with nobody around, then the rumor would start that, oh, everybody joined the Zender cult, they're all off somewhere, and he's the ringleader, look at these videos of... I had a friend recently write me, and he thought that his spouse would be so upset, his spouse being an unbeliever would be upset if all of a sudden she couldn't find her husband. Obviously, yes, that would be the case. Of course, he'd be very upset. How could they leave me? What did they do? It'd be very disturbing. And so my friend thought that it would be a great thing if when we were snatched away, God left the body. God left our bodies there. But Paul says, you know, our bodies will be changed. Our bodies will be changed. The comforting thing about that would be, okay, at least there's a body. At least we know what happened to him. All right, there's his body. He died. He died. So the illusion would be that the person died. No. This is not going to happen. So it's a pretty bad situation when that thought comforts you. Well, at least my body will be there starting to decompose while I've been snatched away. But Paul says our bodies, we're going to have new bodies, spiritual bodies. I think these bodies will be changed. It won't like we're going to drop these bodies and assume new bodies. We are going to assume new bodies, but it's because these bodies are changed. We shall all be changed. You notice, we shall be changed. We shall be changed. If there is a soulish body, Paul says, there is a spiritual body also. A body. You could say, well, that means that these bodies will drop to the ground, but I don't think so. So this is what I now think, because who would want that? I've looked in Scripture as far as I don't think there's going to be dead bodies, or I don't think that every member of the body of Christ will be completely isolated. I now believe. I have no Scripture for this, but just like I had for my thought that we will be able to come back after being snatched away to assist our loved ones. What did I base that on? I had no specific Scripture that says you shall come back after you're snatched away to assist your loved ones. There's no Scripture that says that. But there are hints in the Scripture from other times where Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And he's our model, is he not? The firstborn of all creation. He came back and helped his disciples. There's a scriptural indication, a scriptural precedent, if you will. I also looked at the Joseph account. How after Joseph is taken up, so to speak, made a ruler in Egypt, he saves his brothers from famine. These are hints. These are patterns. All right, here's another pattern. I looked in the Scripture and looked at those who disappeared. And like, now you see him, now you don't. And that's exactly what this is going to be. Now you see him, now you don't. That's what the snatching away is. Now you see him, now you don't. Unless you don't see him, unless no one's there to see him. If a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there to hear it, does it make a sound? That kind of thing. Meh. Okay, so I can only think of four. If I miss somebody, let me know. Enoch was translated. He was taken away. He ended up somewhere else, but that's another topic. Elijah went off. He didn't exactly disappear. He went off in a spectacular way. Scripture describes it as chariots of fire. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, dun, 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 dun. Maybe that was playing while he was going away. You'd have to ask Elisha about that. I'm going to get to Elisha in a second here. Also, Elijah, there's a record of a letter from him later, so it's not like he never came back. Then we have Philip. I think you have to go all the way to Philip now to find the next person who is. Now you see him, now you don't. He's speaking with the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. And I have this passage here in my trusty Bible. God tells Philip to go to Gaza and meet an Ethiopian eunuch, a potentate of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. Some people say Candace. Oh, Candace? Come on. It's Candace. It is to me, because I think that's a very sexy name. I'm getting off track. Now look what happens in verse 39. After Philip has talked to the eunuch and explained to him the evangel, this eunuch becomes a proselyte of Israel. He's going to be raised when Christ returns to be part of the kingdom. When they stepped out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatches away Philip. Snatches away. It's the same word. We're going to be snatched away. So there's a suggestion here. There's a pattern. Watch. Snatches away Philip. And the eunuch did not perceive him any longer, for he went his way rejoicing. So this happened in front of the eunuch. The eunuch, Philip was not taken to a closet, taken to a bathroom, taken to a shower. And then God just made him go away that way. No, but it happened right in front of the Ethiopian eunuch. Then there's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's true, no one was there when he woke up in the tomb. But when he ascended into heaven later, after he has tarried for 40 days with his disciples, they watched him, they witnessed him. And oh, here's something else. It's not a disappearance, but when our Lord was glorified on the Mount of Transfiguration, his disciples witnessed it. Now, in the case of Elijah, that was witnessed. When Elijah went into heaven, it was witnessed by his servant Elisha. And Elisha then bore testimony to it. God wanted there to be a witness. Enoch, it doesn't say. Out of these four, I don't have any evidence that there was a witness when Enoch was translated from one state to another state. Philip was taken away in front of the Ethiopian eunuch, and he ended up in Azotus, another town. Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he brought the evangel to all the cities. That's an interesting analogy, too, that Philip, as soon as he's taken, as soon as he's snatched away, the Greek word is harpazo, he was found in another city, and he was found heralding the gospel of the kingdom. Passing through, he brought the evangel to all the cities till his coming into Caesarea. Interesting pattern. After we're snatched away, we will be also heralding truth to the celestial world. But back to this witness. Our Lord's disappearance was witnessed. Elijah's disappearance was witnessed by his servant Elisha. Philip's disappearance was witnessed by the Ethiopian eunuch. Enoch, I can't say, so I won't say. Here's my suggestion to you. I now believe that, oh my God, this is so epic. Christ Almighty. You understand this has never happened before, okay? I believe that our disappearance will be witnessed by key people in our lives. I don't know who, your wife, your daughter, your friend. For the purpose of bearing witness. No, they didn't join a Zender cult because I was in the room when it happened. Do you realize that in the history of this world, on this same planet, I say there's no precedent for this, but on this same planet, our Lord and Savior rose from the dead and people saw him and people touched him. Being brought from death to life is a real thing. And there were many saints at that time after Jesus rose who came to life and walked around and knocked on the door of their loved ones. People who have been dead for years and the loved ones opened the door. And there's Aunt Harriet. The strange thing being that Aunt Harriet died 5 years before. There will not be tons of witnesses, which is why I don't believe this thing will happen at the grocery store or at a football game or in the middle of the birthday party. But I think that, I now think, because of the issue of the testimony, because of the issue of to keep this false narrative. Well, the Romans stole the body. That's the false narrative of that day. And the false narrative of this day would be, they all went off and joined a cult. The Zender cult. He was the ringleader. Look at all these videos. He fed these people this crap for 26 years. That's not going to happen because those who care about you, the few and the proud who care about you will know, because for each of us, I think it is possible, and now I think it is probable. I'm looking at the scriptural precedent. 3 out of 4 disappearances were witnessed. Maybe the fourth one was as well, but I don't have evidence of it. I suspect that it was. I think someone saw Enoch being transferred. Scripture doesn't say. But because of that, Each of us will have a key witness. Someone in our life will watch us disappear. They will literally be with us. And then right before their eyes, we will vanish. And then we will rise, whether visibly or invisibly, I don't know. But I believe with all my heart that this thing will not be witnessed by the profane world. It will not be witnessed by the Christian world. And will not this event, when it is told to others by the witness, won't this cause them to come to faith of one kind or another? It will be too late to be in the body of Christ. But they will be quite attuned at that point to the voice of God, and they will be able to quell rumors that the Romans stole the body. Amen.